from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
There is a theory floating around, and I am going to bring this up from a football perspective, sincerely. This is a football segment, stick it with me for just a minute, all right? I know the phrase is stick with me, not stick it with me, but shut up, I'm dumb, leave me alone. All right, so there's a theory floating around on the internet right now that this relationship is and always has been about the public relations of both of these people, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Again, football segment, stick with me here. The controversy, the conspiracy theory going around on the interwebs right now is that the relationship was never really a real relationship, that it was a PR opportunity for both entities. Taylor Swift, in that she was going to get visibility in a market that has a huge audience that she's never really had the opportunity to tap before, that is football fans, right? By dating, arguably, the most popular and certainly the most visible player in the NFL, which I think it's fair to say Travis Kelce is, the most visible NFL player.
He especially is now. I saw a thing where he has like three times the amount of commercials as anybody else something like that.
He's the most visible player in the NFL. And so Taylor Swift, if this relationship was forged, Taylor Swift, who very clearly, and I can say this as someone who has, and I'm not ashamed to say, long considered himself a Swiftie. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm kind of falling off the bandwagon just a little bit. But Tay-Tay, for the record, was literally the first clip I added when we got our sound board over here. She was also number two. All right. But I've been a fan for a very long time. But I do kind of feel like we've gotten to the point where there's a lot of manufactured behind Taylor Swift. Like, for instance, the fact that over the past handful of months, five times another female artist has reached number one on the charts. And within a day, Taylor Swift re-releases another version of the same album. All right. It's the same album. She just tweaks a couple of tracks and goes, oh, this is the that version or the this version. She's effectively the Marvel Cinematic Universe of pop music. Every time something gets stale, she just changes a little thing and goes, oh, this is this variant. All right. And then on the flip side, there's Travis Kelce, who gets to be, at least for a brief period of time, the knight in shining armor to the Swiftie army, which is billions of women wide. And I know this because I went to a Super Bowl party last year. And I, ironically, but also not ironically, wore a Kansas City Chiefs shirt. I'm not a Chiefs fan. I wore a red shirt with yellow lettering that had Travis Kelce's number 87 on it and the name Taylor's boyfriend on the back of the shoulders. All right. I thought it was funny, but also whatever. Tay-Tay was happy. I was happy. All right, fine, whatever, judge me. But now we went through an offseason where effectively you saw them together a couple of times, but it was at her shows, right? And granted, she's got right now the most successful touring act, I believe, in history. I believe it's the most successful tour in history, the Eras Tour. So you've got all this controversy. Now, put all that aside and let's dial in on football. The breakup is rumored to be coming in the next couple of weeks. Of course, so's the football season. It would make sense that if it's going to happen, it wouldn't happen leading up right up to the game. Why? Because then nothing happens except what? Travis, I know you've got the Ravens tomorrow, but Are you okay? Travis, are you? Do you need to talk? Do you need a shoulder to cry on, Travis? Do you need somebody there for you, Travis? You want to go to the bar and rage tonight, bro? We can forget her, dude. Or whatever. Like, you know, it would become the biggest story. So it makes sense they'd put it off till after opening day, get a couple of weeks deep into the season so that football's rolling and Travis can just say, hey, I'm not going to answer these questions. I want to talk about football. The question here is, could this whole thing end up being too much of a distraction for the Kansas City Chiefs? Could it end up being too much of a distraction? Because here's what I will say about Travis Kelce. And so that we're clear, and I don't think this is going to be a shock to anybody, Zoe included, I'm a Travis Kelce guy, just like I was a Gronk guy. I like a dude that I can see myself in, a little bit of Rob Brown in there, okay? And I can see a little Rob Brown in Travis Kelce. If I could grow just a mustache and I didn't have this Joe Dirt trailer park mustache, I'd only have a mustache. All right? I like the look. I like the vibe. If I was Travis Kelce, I'd act just like Travis Kelce. I'd be doing a podcast with my brother. I'd be hammering beers on the football field
Would you do a podcast with your brother?
Dude, if I got paid $100 million a year.
All right, I'm just checking.
Lonzo, for $100 million a year, I'd let my brother kick me in the nads daily for $100 million a year. You kidding me? Yeah, I'd do a podcast. Yeah. So the point here is that I like Travis Kelce because he's what I would be. I've always made the joke like, oh, if I was Gronk, I'd be Gronk. The reality is, no, I wouldn't. All right. I would have when I was 21. Nowadays I would be Travis Kelce. I would literally make every decision in my life by, is this fun? And if the answer is yes, I'm doing that thing. The only reason that I can't do all the things in my life I want to do, that I say, that's fun, I want to do that, is because I can't afford to. That's it. Literally the only difference that stops me from living Travis Kelce's life is I can't afford it. I ain't got Travis Kelce money. So I like TK, I really do. But at the same time, Travis Kelce does have some responsibility to be the best version he can. And over the past couple of years, it has felt to me, correct me if I'm wrong here, great one, it has felt to me that Travis Kelce has been as dialed in on making sure that his post-football, and he's not the only guy who's done this, let's be clear, but he's the only starting tight end on the reigning defending undisputed Super Bowl champions. He's the only guy that last year was the passing offense until Rashee Rice showed up. It seems like he's hosting game shows. He's doing the pod. He's dating. He's got all these things going on, and he's a person. He has the right to do whatever the hell he wants. But I do ask, is all the stuff that's going on, is there the potential that it's a little bit of a distraction as week one is here, and it's coming hot out of the gate with a matchup that very well could, and I'm going to say probably will be, the AFC Championship game, a second season in a row. And this year, since they match up in the regular season, the team that wins this game has a full game up on being able to host the AFC Championship game. And I would say if you're Lamar Jackson, it's kind of massively important to get that game in Baltimore. Because what's Lamar like, 1-4 against Mahomes, and four of those have been in Arrowhead? You got to get that thing back to Baltimore. So is there a chance if this thing is real that it might end up being a bit of a distraction for Travis Kelce?
Do you believe it's real?
Honestly, a little bit I do.
See, I don't.
A little bit I do.
I don't. I thought at the beginning that this thing was fake, but as it's developed, I've changed my mind.
Okay. And that's fair. I mean, I don't really have anything to say that it's not, other than over the past couple of months, I've kind of felt like everything about Taylor Swift is kind of manufactured.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.